one of the most iconic images of our British culture, well, perhaps just for my culture, I don't know, is an image of a man with steely eyes pointing a finger out to anybody looking at the image. And along the slogan comes, "Your country needs you." I'm reliably informed by the internet that tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the first appearance of that poster. It was, in modern advertising jargon, an extraordinarily successful poster, because I've only to mention the phrase for you to picture the gentleman concerned. Your country needs you, and the picture of Lord Kitchener, dressed with his field marshal's cap and along with his military moustache. It was also an extremely successful poster, because of the clever design of the image, made the eyes and the finger point, followed you wherever you were, from whichever angle you viewed the poster. And it's reckoned that that poster contributed to almost 1 million people volunteering. It makes me wonder, what is it that stirs us to action? Is it self-interest? Surely folk would not normally volunteer to put their own lives at risk unless their own vital interests were at stake. But there are many who do volunteer out of entirely selfless motives and even put their own lives on the line to save others. But that is the practice of Christian values. This week is Lifeboat Week in Torbay, and it reminds us that there are folk around our coasts here in Devon and across the country who are prepared to put their lives on the line for others. The lifeboat crews are but one example. So today, have a think about what you might do to help others, and better still, go and do it. Your country still needs you.